It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I was triggered when somebody typed in medical bills. I got angry.
Let's not even go there.
That one, if I had thought medical bills before childcare, I really would have lost it. The question of the day is, what's the most annoying bill you have to pay? DZ said water and
garbage.
Yeah.
Why do we have to pay for those things to get rid of?
Especially when it's not even filtered.
And the water, for sure. Water should be free. Water technically is free. And it's illegal to collect rainwater if I wanted to collect my own. Okay. I don't want to get on a tangent, but listen, some places just don't make sense.
Somebody texted in and said, my damn sewer bill.
Thank you. Well, like, what?
I know. David's in Maguanago. Let's go to him first. David, good morning. How are you?
Is today day three?
Good morning. How are you guys?
It is.
Good, man. Congratulations on day three. Trucking to get that theme song.
One of these days.
We're trying.
You got it, David. I believe in you. What's the most annoying bill you pay?
It's like a Pokemon card that has morphs, right? So it's got to be daycare. Because daycare is expensive, and then it turns into kids' sport.
Yep. True. Yep.
And then it turns into schooling. Yep. It don't stop.
He said, now I understand why he said it's like a Pokemon card. It evolves, bro. You start with the Pikachu and it just keeps going.
Dude, seriously. Even like instruments. I paid money from Owen to rent instruments this year. Or Hyundai an instrument. You know what I mean?
I got a violin you can buy. I got a drum. I got a xylophone. I got a saxophone.
You know what?
Hey, keep those in storage for us. We got boys coming up, too.
That's right.
David, don't get rid of those. We might need them for his kids. Somebody texted in, and I love this. They said, the most annoying bill I pay, and they put in all caps, school fees at a public school, damn it.
Same thing, man. Why isn't schooling free? Again, it's already taxed.
I pay like $100 a kid in school fees every year.
And it's going to get more
taxes. Yeah, like you said, public school, you got them in band, but you got to pay $55 a month to rent instruments from some place that rents instruments.
Ouch. Ooh, I'm not looking forward to it, and somehow I am at the same time. Y'all are motivating me.
You know what, David? This is like a coffee talk about our kids and how much money they cost us for another day.
Start saving college.
I got coffee in one hand, my phone on the Odyssey app in the other.
Hey, Wepa! Yes, sir.
David, we love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, okay?
Yeah, yep.
Peace.
Bye.
Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg next. She's got a good one for us. We're talking about the question of the day, which is, what's the most annoying bill you have to pay? I could have my Gucci
on. Morning, Lori.
Morning.
Hi.
Well, kind of what Allie said, college tuition.
Yes.
Nobody warns you. I feel like childcare and student loans are the same. They go, come on, get into this. This is going to be fun. You want to go to college. You want to have a kid.
You need a higher education.
And then 4 years later, they go, surprise.
Look at all these bills you got. Brett, in some places, college is free. Y'all know this.
That's true.
A lot of countries.
Yeah, I would just got a petition to graduate, and they're like, oh, here's another $100 you guys. I'm like, hey, what?
And they tack it on, too, boy.
And now that we're going off on get off my lawn and healthcare as well, that'll make me crazy that
on
we pay for that.
Top.
When other countries have free college. Other countries don't pay for healthcare. Dude, you're going to trigger me.
Usually the countries with free healthcare got free college, too. It's crazy.
I know all about it because that's what my degree is in healthcare administration. So I had to do research in other countries' healthcare.
So Lori's the expert. We appreciate your call,
capitalism.
Lori.
Right.
Have a great day.
Hey,
bye.
Happy day.
Bye.
Somebody texted in. in and said that their most annoying bill they pay is health insurance. They said they pay every check and still have more that they have to pay when it's all said and done. That's Sue and Racine. Yeah.
Cable bills. Why do we pay for cable when TV is just over the air free? Well, OTA used to be free, dog.
It's kind of like radio is free.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of our perks, is that we're free. You don't have to pay for us. You can come in and out anytime. TV should be, I'm with
TV
you.
TV should be free.
The local channels should be exactly the same, and like you should be able to just...
And most people don't have an antenna connected to their TV anymore. They don't just get the OTAs.
I don't know anyone that has an antenna. If you do, come on.
Thank you. You pay for cable.
Yeah.
Man, terrible.
Angie in Lake Geneva said all of the bills.
Yes. Hands down, yes. That's the best answer.
Yeah. Let's go to Alexis in Greenfield. Hey, Alexis. Good morning. Jinx.
Morning.
All right. What's your most annoying bill?
Talk to us.
It's got to be rent. And the main reason is because why do they increase it every year when literally nothing has changed?
Their mortgage doesn't change. Like, their fees don't change.
Why does my rent go up $50 to $100 every single year?
So, like, they want to rip you off, I guess.
Why do the amenities never get better either, huh?
Well, if they go up every year, they should be replacing things like carpet then. And be like, okay, well, if you want to raise my rent every year, what are you fixing around here that's causing that money?
Alexis, are they?
No, they're not doing anything. And actually, this past year, they started allowing dogs, but only in the downstairs unit. Okay. And I live in an upstairs unit, so I can't even get a dog.
Oh, that sucks. That doesn't even make sense.
Is that so they're worried pets are going to make noise above? Did they know people live up there? Like, I don't understand the logic.
Is it because of quicker access?
I think it's because of the sliding doors that you can get out into the grass right away.
For the dogs, yeah.
Yeah, but still, what? That's not your issue if they have to take their dog out.
You let one person in the complex have a dog. You got to let everybody have a dog. Yeah, that's weird.
That's really strange. All right. Well, Alexis, that's weird. We're on your side with this one. Thanks for calling
today.
Rent
does suck. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. You have a great day.
She's not the only one that wrote in about rent. People are like, rent, especially when they don't even fix anything. And I'm supposed to pay to live here.
Ding, ding, ding. That part.
Somebody else said health insurance. It's a scam.
Oh, you want one?
Somebody else said my kids. Yeah, we already went off about kids for a while.
Kids just added to the pile. We all agree.
The most annoying bill you have, a lot of people saying medical bills.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Huh,
we feel you on that.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so what is the problem today, DZ?
Lily wrote in saying her sister stole from their family.
Oh, really?
Brace yourselves.
Shady one, huh?
Yeah, brace yourselves.
Oh, no.
Says Allie and DZ, so our mother passed in 2020 due to health complications after having COVID. I was 19. My older sisters were 25 and 28 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, we had no way of paying for any of her funeral expenses, which left us struck. You know, an amazing family we knew donated one of their plots to us. But we unfortunately hadn't been able to save up enough money for our mother's headstone until this past year.
Mm-hmm.
My eldest sister, technically the plot owner and power of attorney of our mother, we recently discovered she had gotten a call that her headstone was ready and could be installed, which she denied and returned.
Mm.
Yep. Got refunded almost $3,000. She didn't talk to anyone, just made her decision, took the money. We tried to get in touch with her, figure it out, get the money back. With her being in control, we're kind of stuck. And she's a no contact. She's gone off the map. She's terrible with money, to be honest. Probably took it to either pay someone she already owes or bail a boyfriend out of jail.
I was going
to
say, clearly she's got some issues.
Her life might be in shambles.
She's thieving like this.
But hate to say it, but her life's a mess and she should have never had any power over anything.
Oh.
I'm deeply hurt and saddened that even as adults, we couldn't do this for our mother. I really want to expose her. Blasting her online sounds like a good way to let everyone see her evil. We've contacted a lawyer, yes, and we're trying to see what else we can do, but it's not looking great since we freely let her take over.
Blasting her online, I don't know.
So I just need advice. If you were me, how would you respond? Do I continue to just be hurt and let the legal system handle the situation? Would you go as far as to expose her to anyone else like I want to? Thanks in advance for any advice, Lily. I feel for Lily so hard, bro.
Yeah, no kidding. But I feel like the reason I went to the internet one was because I was like, you know, even if you do put something on the internet about people, it doesn't stop people from interacting with them. We know this. You can put, we do this with dating. It doesn't stop women from getting involved with horrible men, even though there's warnings. You know what I mean? We, even though your friends can warn you, don't date that guy. We see women do it all the time like dummies. And then they come out on the other end and they're like, I should have listened. So you can get online and be like, hey,
blast whoever for whatever
listen,
you want.
She's a scammer. She's going to steal your money. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen is people are going to have to experience it, unfortunately, which is what nobody wants to hear. You know what I mean?
I'd be surprised if she hasn't already had this experience all over town with some other people. If her sister's saying she's either breaking out a baby, not a baby daddy, but a boyfriend, or paying somebody else she owes. Some people know she's sketchy.
She'll be exposed on her own, but that doesn't solve the problem of what do they do about the money that she took and the headstone. This is so sad.
And even blasting it, bro, that's almost $3,000. Let's just call it. She took $3,000 from the family, and we know headstones aren't expensive. I'd even say $3,000 is on the cheap side.
Are expensive,
for a lot of for a lot of headstones. Man, I genuinely feel like there's no good way you could go about this. You already tried to hit up a lawyer, right?
Yep.
You can't find your sister.
Uh-huh.
What do I say you should do? Not to count it as a loss, not to let her, you know, get away with it. You still got to go the best route possible. I don't think blasting her is it, though. I think you need to maybe start a GoFundMe. You know what I'm saying? Try to fundraise in other ways. There's things that you can do. Maybe there's a grant program you can apply for, right? There's, you got something donated once, not to say you can get something donated again, but there's a lot of good people in the world, right? And they will outweigh the evil that your sister's out here putting on you and your family.
I think it's funny, back to back, people have different opinions. Somebody texted and said she shouldn't blast her sister online just because the legal system will hold that against her, I would think. One wrong word can go wrong. And then right above that, Bella said, be petty as hell, girl. The system will fail you.
Oh, we're torn. Oh, okay.
So we're all over the place for our stuff.
Well, let's see what everybody else got, because aside from that, I don't know. I'd react in a very negative way. Telling you what I would do, sister to sister, you know, if it was my sister, we might be fighting.
Serious. Oh,
If it was a sibling, we might be throwing hands. No. I gotta keep it a buck with y'all.
With family, it's
This wouldn't be cool,
414-533-1037. Now, that number works for texting or calling, and you can text in like Bella and the other person who disagreed with her.
I like calls, though. What's
up? Calls are good, too. We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is they have a sister who's a little shady, basically.
Older sister, Lily. Lily's older sister, stole $3,000 from their mother's headstone fund, ran off, got ghost.
And they lost their parents from COVID, and then now they tried to buy it years later. Mm-hmm. She had it returned and took the $3,000.
Big yikes, man. She wants to know what to do.
Unbelievable. So tacky. All right, let's start with Jade.
Okay.
We'll start light. Jade is calling from South Milwaukee. Hi, Jade.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'd love to hear what you think. You're 11.
What
is your advice today on what would DZ do for Lily?
Well, I think she should just confront her on it.
She can't find her.
She's MIA.
She's gone, Jade.
How's she going to find her? Do you have any secrets on the internet?
Right. Are you 11? A detective? Right. How do you find somebody that you can't find and doesn't want to be found?
All I know, if she has an Apple phone, she can do Find My Phone, and she can basically track her.
Track her. That's a good idea.
She got it. Okay.
Actually, I'll give her that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, if you got the location, for sure. Okay. So Jade says confront her and track her down.
You might have to get a little sneaky, but you might have to track her.
All right. All right,
Jade. Thanks, Jade. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So simple. Just find her.
Find her.
And then deal with her.
Go outside, track her somehow, get a bloodhound if you need to, and find her. Totally. Give her a sock to sniff and let her find her.
Next up, she's one of our regulars. We haven't talked to her in a second. Bella is calling in Kenosha. Bella!
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Somebody texted in and said, start a GoFundMe. I'll donate.
Honestly, that's a good route, which, you know, it could lead to other behaviors, but it's a good way if you got a lot of people that love you.
Well, and somebody else texted in and said, my heart breaks for them. The cemetery may be able to take monthly payments for the headstone.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bella?
Well, I have a little bit of personal, like, experience with getting money stolen from family members. So I'm, like, triggered.
Go on.
Yeah, so I won't get into all that. Basically, my uncle stole like $10,000 from me.
Wow.
Which okay. I tried to sue him for because I went about it the not petitious way.
Mm-hmm.
And the legal system was like, yeah, basically, we know that he did it, but you know, nothing. You can't prove it.
Wow.
You know, oh, so basically, no. In this circumstance, it sounds like the exact same thing would happen with her.
Okay.
She's not going to be able to prove it. So,
and that's,
be
that's,
a tidy Betty, do what you got to do to heal and move on because you're not going to see that money again.
This is why if your family isn't messing with you, there's probably a reason.
Older sister got power of attorney. She got lucky. She was probably controlling and made sure that the mother gave her power of attorney. She was like, Mom, I'm the mm-hmm. oldest. You know what I mean? Now I'm getting petty and thinking about her life since she's clearly mm-hmm. a mess.
You know what? Somebody texted in, call the private detective. Yeah, where's Lisa in West Allis when we need her?
Lisa's probably already on the case. What That's the why hell? She ain't called. She got it in her books.
She in like Jamaica this week? We haven't heard from her. Now that I think
maybe,
about it.
Maybe she'll donate her time.
Maybe.
Hey, look at us.
Hey, now let's not offer Lisa's work for free now.
Why not? This is what the regulars were going to use them. They're going to come in great. It's going to work.
That's right.
Woo! All right.
Our community.
Let's go, Bella. We appreciate great
She's
ideas.
Right. Takes a village.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bella. Have a good day.
Good to talk to you. Have a good day, y'all.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Last but not least, you know who it is.
Oh, my goodness. Are we ready?
We don't have to dust off this one.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I'm different.
Saucy.
Hey there, hey.
Good morning, Sauce.
And right. I was totally going to say, wait a second. What about Lisa? She's a PI. She yeah. can find him.
Saucy said that was my advice. Just hit Lisa.
But no, that's totally not my advice.
Oh,
but yes. No, my advice would be you got to be the bigger person and walk away. Speaking from experience, I've been stolen from my family. My family has stolen from me multiple mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. I don't get it the first time. I like difficult things. So for me, if I put myself in your situation, walk away with your head held high. Don't allow them back in. Snip, snip.
Wait,
see you later.
So you're saying just take the L
yeah.
and move take on with L. your life and don't address it just to find a different way to pay for your mom's it's, headstone and just
it's
be
not
done
even
with
worth the time.
Wow.
It's not even worth the mental space. It just creates more anger and frustration.
And
just walk away from it. Life's too short.
But
take the loss. You can raise the money, girl.
If the sister's like a con artist, like mm-hmm. it sounds.
She'll be back. Mm-hmm.
Fender did that.
If you engage, she will come. She'll come
she'll
back and
back.
Do it again.
So 100%.
You have to not engage.
That's why Saucy's saying snip,
yep.
snip.
You walk away. Snip, snap.
The family member out.
Yep.
She will continue to try to rip you off no matter
what. 100%.
There's people you can have resolve with, and then there's people who will just keep stealing from you.
100%. And yep. people like that, yep. I'm sorry, that is horrible.
Lost
that
cause.
Is horrible. Mm-hmm. And stay away from that. Bad juju. You don't want that.
Amen.
Touche, Saucy. Amen. We appreciate you.
Right. No problem. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye,
you betcha. Bye.
Peace. Much love.
Somebody texted in. We're getting a lot of texts. I would start a GoFundMe and expose her there because you'll need to explain why you need the money.
True.
Like you'd have to say, oh, my sister stole $3,000 from us and disappeared. We're trying to raise money for a headstone.
Maybe put the whole situation out like that. Write what you wrote into us and write it in the GoFundMe because think about it. It took them roughly 4 years to save up for mom's headstone. $3,000. It might take another 4 or 5 years to do it again.
Dude, all of these texts now about how families have been like ripped apart from some of this stuff. Before my mom passed, my mom put her house in my sister's name so that a nursing home would not take her home
right.
if it came to that.
Or it goes default by the bank or something.
I was like, the nursing home? Oh, I see. If you owe them money.
Right.
My mom had always intended that anything she had left after she passed would be split equally between her four adult kids, but when she passed, she did not have a will.
So what? It was just a good faith will or whatever
those
are called.
And the sister never distributed the money. Kept it all, and they've now blocked her from her life. Wow.
Maybe Saucy was right again. You got to cut your sister out and take the L.
If people are stealing from you or stealing money, I think that's a cut. I don't think that's try to figure it out.
Even with family.
Yeah,
I feel that.
I'd be done. You're dealing with a pathological liar. What are you? You're gonna fix that? How are you gonna fix that?
I got nothing for that one,
right?
Dog. I got
See?
Nothing for how you gonna fix
what
pathological.
Do?
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope. Nah, maybe Saucy does it again.
Saucy, look at you, Saucy. Better
two for
than,
two.
Better than DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Weba.
How are ya?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, sometimes things just don't go your way every time.
Hey, survey said that's a lie. Everything's okay, he says.
Bruh.
Alan's rich. Just let's go. Are we on the fourth edition of this?
Let me just tell you that Picasso strikes again.
Oh, God.
And it's Picasso for Attack of the Dish Rack, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's a theme now to every movie.
Well, no, I mean, it's like the Fast and Furious. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
So we got to get into it. Let me tell you what happened. The latest edition.
Well, if you missed it, Sammy likes to play with his poop.
Yeah.
The two-year-old.
And he's been getting creative. Really creative.
And so we call him Picasso.
Yep. He's got a few names now, poo-related, but we'll get to those. We'll get to those. That's another story for another time.
So where were we? So Picasso Edition 4, what was it called?
It's Picasso for the Attack of the Dish Rack.
Got it. Okay, now what happened now?
My wife and I were in the kitchen the other day. She was getting ready, fixing dinner. I was doing some dishes, washing bottles, cups, stuff like that, right? We're just doing our due diligence.
Yeah.
Sammy's running around in the living room between the kitchen. We're not paying him much attention because he's kind of self-sufficient. He's independent. Danny's with us because he's a baby and he's not. All of a sudden, Sammy, we hear him run into the kitchen.
Oh, no.
And goes, Papa, Mama, Mama, Papa. And my wife's face goes white, ghost white, and her arms are flailing in the air. She's pointing frantically. I'm thinking something's wrong with the kid, so I turn with my head.
No.
Look at Sammy. I drop the dishes, everything I'm doing. I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Sammy, she can't form words. She's like, what? Why? Lo and behold, this man has put a turd the size of an orange.
Oh, God.
On the drying dish rack next to clean dishes.
Oh, Sammy, why?
Whole bowl. Por qué? Why? Por qué? Now I understand why my wife is bugging out. Now I understand why Sammy's just doing circles laughing. Now I'm gagging because I've got
literally your wife's making dinner. I mean, you can't make up the horror of this.
It is 5-6 inches away from my face on the dish drying rack, and I'm going, what do I do? What do I do? No, I'm freaking out.
No, I'm done. I mean, just burn the house. Just light on fire, no?
Picasso part 4, baby. He's on a tirade, man.
Dude.
I don't even know what to call him anymore, man.
I don't either. People have tried to give you advice. I never had a kid who played with, you know, any of that stuff. They didn't dig in their diaper. They didn't play with their poop. But I know a lot of people who have dealt with this.
Lucky you.
I was lucky. I mean, I had other issues, but this is one I never experienced, and I am not at all envious of you.
Is it this much? I mean, this is happening so frequently. Think about it. This is only the fourth rendition that has been on air. We've probably had this happen now 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
So we've spared you the details on a few of these, bro.
Somebody said, oh my God, I'm dead. Throw it out. Please tell me you threw it out. So somebody texted
the kid? No, we can't.
Somebody else wrote, oh my God, DZ, no.
Bruh. And it was a healthy, hearty one, man. I'm saying it was easy enough to where we could clean everything, got it all disinfected. Mm-hmm. We moved on with our life. It was the perfect place for him to put it because it didn't touch anything. As gross as this is, as gross as this sounds, I'm very sorry, everybody, if you're having breakfast right now. You know what I'm saying? For anybody having a chocolate muffin, my bad.
They're already gone if they're grossed out, okay? If they're still here, they're into this, okay?
They real ones, dog. They real
These
ones.
These are the ones who are the ride or dies with us. They're
Thank
like,
you.
We'll talk about Sammy's poop. Why not?
I just got to vent because we didn't know what to do.
Somebody said get him some brown Play-Doh. Okay.
That's not going to help.
Somebody else said, do you leave a onesie on him? Does that matter? Couldn't he take it off?
He can take the onesie. We've gotten a lot of these suggestions before. We've tried to put the onesie on backwards. Mm-hmm. What it is this man needs to hurry up and just finish potty training.
Yeah.
That's what it really
is. He needs
to
just go on the toilet already.
You know, he's running the house right now. We need to take control back.
He's literally running the house. And he's so proud of himself. That's what cracks me up.
He's marking his territory everywhere.
He's like, look, everybody.
Mama, papa,
so
look.
He said, why do you always want to say light things on fire? Because what else? Just burn it. What else are you going
to
do with it?
It's
a poop infested house now.
Our home is tainted. Nobody can ever live there again.
What else are we supposed to do?
Get out of here.
As somebody said, is Sammy the jerk for playing with his poop?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No questions, no calls needed. Yes.
And speaking of, coming up next, Am I the Jerk? It will be about a woman who ended up cursing out an old man at Walgreens at like 6 a.m., but she wants to know if she's the jerk for doing it, because I got to tell you, I was appalled when I read her submission.
You can't curse out somebody's pop-pop.
You want to bet? Wait till you hear what he said to her. Just wait.
All right.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local pitch hit and run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for cussing out an old man at 6 a.m.?
I mean, but why? Give me the context. You can't just curse somebody out and not explain yourself.
Well, I know it sounds abrasive, but then I read her submission, and I, too, was appalled. You can always send us Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Email us or slide into the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Julie said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for cursing out an old man at 6 a.m.? With four kids, we're typically running out the door late, but I was a bit early today, so I decided to stop at Walgreens to pick up a few things.
Okay.
I strolled through the snack aisle to pick up a quick pack of my kids' favorite donuts for them to eat before school. Not the healthiest, but it was a Friday.
A little some.
There was an old man already in the aisle. I smiled at him when I entered the aisle and proceeded to pick up the donuts to leave. Well, tell me why. This old man looks at me, pick up the little pack of donuts, and blurts out, well, there goes the hips. I turned around, super confused, making sure that's what he said. And I replied with, well, that was very rude of you.
Mm-hmm.
He then says, I guess we're going to have to widen up the doors for you to walk through with a grin on his face.
Okay, chill out. Now he's trying to be funny.
She said, I had to take a moment to really process what just happened. And I just went off. I said, God bless the women in your life for having a male figure like you. And I just went off and started cursing at him, telling him all the words in the book in both English and Spanish.
Wepa! Yes, you know.
I could not believe someone would really be that rude to a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for cursing at an old man at 6 in the morning while I'm trying to make my kids a Friday morning better with a sweet surprise?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm laughing, but no, like, I already can't stand this guy.
Sure.
You ever had an old person say something to you this appalling, like, to you, where you're just like, is this real? Am I dreaming?
Old people are hella rude.
I have had it happen.
Oh, yeah.
When I was bigger, an old man said something to me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Similar?
He was an in-law. He was a grandpa in-law. And I'll never forget it. And I remember being like, did he just comment on my weight?
Hold on a second.
Like, what?
Take time out.
It's first, you're in shock that someone's that bold. And
yep.
Two, you're like, are they just mean? Like, what are they so mad about?
Are they trying to be funny? What's happening right now?
Mean and unnecessary?
Most people get taken aback by it because you don't know how to react. You're like, wait.
You're like, who would say that?
Huh?
Is it real?
Right.
But it's real. And this guy, the way he like led into it twice.
That's weird. He was clearly just feeling like talking to somebody, and he's just like this in his life.
He just doesn't respect anyone. You can't respect anyone if you talk to strangers like that. You don't. Disrespect.
Right.
That's what's really killing me with this one.
But do we always have to match the disrespect?
No.
Now, I will say, I do think it was great how she started saying, by, oh, Lord bless the women in your life, right? Mm-hmm. But she could have left it there. She could have made him feel some type of way, kept it pushing, didn't need to lay into him as thick to say, I gave him the list in both English and Spanish.
Well, there's nothing worse than just trying to do something nice for people on a Friday morning, and you're in a good mood, and you're like, I'm going to go get some donuts and make my kids happy, and we're all going to be happy. Mm-hmm. And then somebody says something. Like, if talk about ruining someone's day at 6 a.m. I think he had it coming.
100%.
I support this. I say she is not the jerk.
She snapped.
And I would snap too.
I don't necessarily want to call her the jerk. I just think she did too much. She could have just said what she said and left it, but she went in.
Well, he did too.
Mm.
So why not?
All right.
This is not when they go high or when they go low, we go high. This is when you go low, I'm going low.
Yeah, I'm going lower, boy. You go low, I'm about it's to take on. Your ankles out, boy. It's Watch on. Out, old man. That's what you're saying.
414-533-1037. Now, you can text or you can call that. And, of course, people are totally texting in and they are fired up. Somebody said, not the jerk. Grandpa, go home and go back to bed. Somebody said people like that never get put in their place.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't know.
True, though.
Somebody says she's the jerk for her reaction. Okay.
All right, see? Now we talking. I'm not saying she's the jerk. I'm not answering. Y'all do.
Thank you. Somebody said he got what he deserved. Okay. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, this is going to be a good one because we have a special bonus caller at the end. Who has something to do with this Am I the Jerk? I cannot wait. The question is Nancy the jerk for cursing out an old man at 6 a.m. after he made two comments to her about her weight when she was trying to buy donuts for her children on a Friday morning? So let's just go to the phones. Let's start with Brianna in Milwaukee first. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
What do you think? Is she the jerk for going off?
Okay, I'm a little triggered. She is definitely not the jerk.
Okay.
I feel like nowadays people feel like they have the ability to comment on people's weight, on your appearance, on your parenting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he didn't even know why she was buying it, had something negative to say, she had every single right to go clean off on
it. Yeah, well, and the other thing about it. Think about when I was losing weight and I was in the middle. I was still big.
Yeah.
So imagine she's actually like losing weight. You don't know anyone's story.
Sure.
But I know people who are in the middle of a huge weight loss who still would look bigger to some people because they're not done yet.
They might have already lost 100 pounds.
You don't know what you're talking to, man.
And what you could be doing.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know if they have thyroid issues. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but you don't know.
But anything could be the case, right?
You don't know. So anyway.
Anything could be the case. And he was 100% in the wrong. Like 20 years ago, 24 years ago, I was pregnant with my first son, went to Walgreens, had a craving, bought myself some candy as a treat, and a woman behind me was like, oh, that's really healthy. I was floored. I'm like, I didn't realize you were buying my lunch.
Projection. Like, she probably hates her life and her body, and I'm just going to say it and be blunt about it. So screw her. I'm sorry that happened to you, but 20 years later, you're pretty awesome. Let it go. We got this, girl. We got
that
this.
Part.
We got this.
But she is not the jerk. I would have went in for the next 20 minutes.
We appreciate your call, Brianna.
Bye, girl.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Now, this next one is not afraid to say the opposite. Amber is in Hartford this morning. Amber, you're very brave.
You say jerk.
Okay. I get it.
Explain yourself.
Okay, so I'm going from a slightly different perspective, and you know, I say she's a jerk just because two wrongs don't make a right. Be the bigger person. Okay. Take the high road. Respect your elders.
If that's your side, you can take that side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's the blah blah. It's the crap you hear all the time.
It's
right.
It's the Midwest nice way to approach it.
It's not blah blah. Some people do thrive by living their life by being kind to anyone and everyone, no matter the circumstances. DZ and I are not like that.
I try to be nice.
We are not built like that. Okay.
So while I'm saying she is the jerk, and it is because, you know, she could have just said, I'm buying it for my kids, let it go. You know, she ruined his day, too, because he wasn't expecting it. But I'm here for it. I would have done the same thing. It's okay to be a jerk sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Okay,
it is a jerk move. But something is warranted.
Justified jerk.
Pull the jerk card. It is, but also, like,
that was
if I was
good.
Her and I didn't be a jerk in that moment, I would have been stewing in my brain all day. Like, okay. I should have said this. Fair. I should have said that.
That part. I do want to say Nancy is a queen for that part because a lot of us would not have responded. And the fact that she got it out, we would have been mad for weeks, right?
Oh, we would have ranted about it to anybody that would have listened.
Remember how Brianna just talked about somebody from 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. That would have been Nancy had she not said anything. Yeah.
That part.
And now she's telling the opposite story about how she snapped.
I love it. Amber literally said jerk, but justified, and I respect it because I'd be the jerk too.
All right,
Preach.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, well, Sarah's in Kenosha, and she's one of our regulars. It's been a minute since we've talked to her. She got JT as the theme song. Sarah. Somebody.
Allie. Hey.
Hey, somebody had the guts to say jerk.
Oh, now we know why,
she
though.
Needs to, she probably likes old people as best friends. Sorry.
she befriends everybody that's at the gym at 11 a.m.
Leave Amber alone, man.
She does mall walking.
Amber, she walks around Gurney Mills at 6 a.m. with them.
Hey, yo, why you have to go there?
Because there's no mall in Hartford. That's why she has to go to Gurney. Okay, Amber, we love you and we were just kidding. We were having fun.
I'm sorry.
Sarah, seriously. Jerk or not the jerk for cursing out the old
not
man?
The jerk.
Boom.
Not the jerk.
Mm.
Old people, I'm sorry, they need to stay in their lane. Mm-hmm. They think that because they grew up in a whole different thing that they know best and just keep it cute or keep it mute. What is that saying? Whatever.
I've never heard that. Let me write that on our board.
Keep it cute or keep it mute. Did you just start a t-shirt?
Yes.
That's good.
And I'll buy one. My order's coming in. I'll take a medium.
That's good. I'll take a 2X.
Yes. I just think that it's like, don't insert yourself. And that's every generation, but the older generation is a little bit worse at it. Don't insert yourself where you don't belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's so very true.
Let her do it. She wants to get her kids a treat. Get her kids a treat. She wants to do something fun. Do something fun. Who cares?
Well, the second he inserted himself. Now it's
right. I would have went off just the same.
Well, the good news is we have a very special guest on the phone next. We normally don't have a fourth caller, but I'm going to surprise you. Guess who's on the phone, Sarah?
The old person.
No, even better. Even better. Nancy's husband.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, the husband.
Let's go.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
So, Sarah, we'll talk to you later. We're going to get to him.
Bye.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Let's do it. Julian is fired up in South Milwaukee. I almost let him off the phone. He goes, no.
Hold on.
He goes, I'm her husband. And I went, oh, it's all coming together.
Now let's talk to you, big dog.
Julian, when do we fight?
Good morning.
When do we leave?
When do we ride? Dawn, dusk, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, man. Did this really happen to your wife? This is wild.
This really, really happened. I was at work and received the call. And she was like, can you talk? And I was like, yeah. And she knows I drive trucks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'll call you back. But usually when your wife's like, can you talk? You know, it's something serious.
You need to talk, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she told me what happened, and like, I was just appalled because it's like one of the other callers said, the older generation think they can just say whatever they want and there's no repercussions. And DZ, I'm mad at you that you said she's the jerk.
Whoa, hold on, Julian. When? Play the tape back. When did I say she was the jerk?
You said she was the jerk for responding.
I said I like how she started. I didn't like how she finished. She didn't have to lay it on him. She took the man out. She might have given him a heart attack.
He deserved it.
But you should have known. Once you found out she's Hispanic, you know they do not hold their tongue, for one.
Facts.
Right?
I will take that. Okay, I'll take that L. Okay, Julian.
You knew it was over.
And then, what if it was your wife or your mom? Would you have still thought that they shouldn't have responded?
No, because I would have been bailing my wife out of jail. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I told my wife, she's lucky I was not there, because who knows what I would have said.
That part. Nah, for sure. I respect that, man.
At least you have your wife, and you guys have each other, and she can call you and vent to you, and you are connected in that way, versus this old man who I bet probably hasn't gotten laid in 100 years and is alone and lonely.
And that's why he's bitter.
And I said what I said.
And we're not wrong. You know we right, y'all.
Uh-huh. So, whatever. Screw him.
But it was my first time calling in, so it was a perfect call.
I've been trying
to call in forever, and she gave me the secret, so it worked today.
Oh.
Now you got the sauce. Well, hey, let's call today day one. Tomorrow we're going to holler at you for day two. Let's get you a theme song, man.
Let's go.
All right, man. We'll holler at you later.
I'm going to buy your kids donuts.
That's for real.
And I'm going to bring them over.
Somebody say something about my hips.
Bring it. Oh, man.
We'll holler at you later, Julian.
Bye, Julian.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Peace.
Wow. That was a great full circle. I would have been curious what did her husband think. So we kind of got the whole story to the end. What she did after, how she called her husband. I love it.
I like the full resolve. And of course, not the jerk.
Obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, Amber tried. She tried to be positive. positive in a way, but
the way she spun it was nice, though. Said, listen, jerk because she went in, but listen, I would have been a jerk with her.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, they're offering a college course in something that might surprise you, DZ.
A college course in something?
It's something that has to do with Kiss FM, and you can now take it in college.
They're offering a college course on Kiss FM?
It's
what?
Not radio. But when I tell you what kind of course you can now take, just I'll tell you next. At 103.7 Kiss FM, it's Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Yes, we do have two-day general admission passes to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival, and you could win them after 8 o'clock. So hang out.
I got a little a Harley joke for you, Ali.
Oh, you do?
Just a little one, if you'll indulge me.
What?
What did the witch say to the Harley as she flew by?
What?
A broom, broom.
Dang it. Now you're already telling dad jokes. Dang, you've been a dad for 3 years. Here we go. Already with the dad jokes, this guy.
Tell me that wasn't good.
You're so stupid.
A broom, broom. Because she rides a broom.
I love it how you're like... Just stop.
Oh, I crack myself
killing
up
me right now. Okay, that was good. Thank you, DZ.
So yeah, Harley-Davidson Festival passes.
You are something else. And if you're getting out of your car because you got to go into work, I understand that. Just listen on the Odyssey app because then that gets you entered to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift.
Tay in the UK. Hey.
And it's funny that I bring up Taylor Swift because that's exactly where I was leading with this. Did you know, not one, not two, I can find at least three colleges where they offer a college course about Taylor Swift, DZ.
Stop it.
Harvard and the University of Florida. You heard me.
Stop it.
Studying her impact on our culture and pop culture and the influence she's had on society, because we've seen people do all kinds of crazy things and spend all kinds of crazy money. I mean, I know people that spent thousands of dollars to go see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and that's an understatement.
That's a whole nother, like, cup of tea we're talking about.
Yeah, seriously.
Ooh. So they talk about musical storytelling. They talk about, you know, the iconic female singers. So it's not just Taylor, but they talk about, you know, Aretha Franklin and Dolly Parton. But it's centered around Taylor Swift's current state in the world and the effect she's had on everybody, because she's even influenced brought new fans to the NFL.
Yeah.
And admit it, if my sister is now watching football, I go, what?
What's why?
She goes, I'm so in love with Taylor and Travis. I'm like, okay. So I'll give her, you know, some credit there. She's broken records. She sold out every tour stop she had and then some. She broke the internet. She's had a huge economic impact.
She brought the Chiefs 50 million new fans.
100%. And that was just in 1 year. the things I listed off. So,
wow.
I think it's interesting that you can take a class on Taylor Swift. Other schools are offering similar courses now just to talk about the influence that she's had on and how that works. And marketing, I'm sure, all these things. I want to teach it.
So, it's like I want to teach it. You would.
I would.
So, there's a Taylor Swift, let's call it what, like a music theory course?
Kind of.
Wow. And I guess it makes sense. There's hip-hop theory at other universities. Mm-hmm. There's music theories at now music universities, obviously. But this isn't that a regular old music university. This is a regular old school.
They're going to dig into the lyrics and cultural impact of Taylor Swift, who's obviously one of the most influential people performing now. We've seen it by the way people have
reacted to her fame. Yeah.
And even if you're not a fan, you know about it.
You know exactly who Taylor Swift is, even if you've never listened to a song. I can almost bet that.
Pretty much.
Wow, though. Mm-hmm. That is, we can have a college course about anything nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we could, so now that they're doing it on Taylor Swift and her impact and the music, what would you want to take a course on, or what would you do?
If we're talking crazy.
The world is our oyster. I mean, because they're doing a Taylor Swift course.
Mm-hmm.
People are paying to take that course.
Yeah. You know what? I'd do something goofy.
What would you do?
I'd do a course on how to solve the Rubik's Cube. Yeah, I said it.
You know what? You would.
I would.
You would.
I used to be able to solve it, and
it's,
I don't know how or when, but I'd do a course on how to solve a Rubik's Cube. It'd probably take 12 weeks.
Would you teach it or follow it?
Oh, I'd follow it. I'd take the course. I'd definitely take the course.
Somebody texted in, there's a college course on the Kardashians. I've seen that, and on their marketing influence. Look, they've grown themselves into been a billionaire. Look at Kim.
Billion-dollar company.
You can make fun, but if you're not, she's got a business model. I don't care who you are.
There's something to follow. Yeah, I get that.
Questions, how did she, build up? up and go from being that person? I mean, there's all kinds of questions. Okay, so you said you would do one on a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I want to solve the Rubik's Cube again. 12 weeks, let's take the course, sign me up.
What would you take a college course on if it could be anything?
Anything.
Oh, what would I
What would you? Yeah, what would you take? I mean, I know you want to teach the Taylor one, but which course would you take?
Oh, this is so tough. What
and I'm not. We're not talking about like, oh, I'd want to take a financial literacy. Yeah, no, like, go crazy. What would you take?
Yeah, no, I don't want to take anything serious. That blows.
You can create a course and take it. What would it be, Allie?
You know what? I'm going to tell you next.
Oh, how about okay.
That?
Fine.
How about that? And listeners, you guys can add in, too. You can text or you can call 414-533-1037. If you could take any kind of college course you wanted, because now they're doing Taylor Swift courses, what would it be? We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We're talking about how they're offering these Taylor Swift courses all over the place now, not just at two colleges. I found out there's even more.
That's crazy.
There's a course on the Kardashians and the effect they've had on our culture. And now Taylor Swift has got her own thing as they talk about her impact on all of us, economically, culturally, you name it.
I guess I can't say crazy because I know there's colleges that offer courses on Wu-Tang Clan. So it's See? Like, you know, is it that far-fetched?
No.
But any course is possible.
I was thinking about what I'd want to take a course on. It always goes back to music for me. Mm-hmm. And then it gets in nice. I'm thinking, well, it's kind of like watching a documentary. Like, what class would I want to learn? What would I want to learn that I could also watch in documentary form?
Yeah.
I still don't know the answer. I feel like they're all the documentaries are out now.
So you don't know what course you'd take?
I don't know. I'm still thinking.
Because I got one for you, dog.
Oh, you do?
I did that. Maybe if it's available at your local university or college.
Well, what is it?
Online dating. You wouldn't take a course on online dating?
No, it's
how to navigate.
I would
like
fail.
The ups and I would.
I've tried.
Well, that's why you got to take a course.
And then maybe it'll get better. They're going to tell me to not talk to anyone because they're all lying to me, or what? What is that? What they're going to? How are they going to enlighten me on this, DZ?
I just thought it was a course that you'd be interested in.
Out of here,
man! Terrible answer. My
all
bad.
All I'm going to do is look at everyone and go, "Let me tell you my dating stories."
And the survey says,
and they all end horribly. How much time do you have?
Never mind. Bad suggestion.
Honest to God. Every single one of them. I got a story for everyone. You know what? I'm teaching the class what not to do in dating.
So another class Allie's teaching.
That's me. All right, let's go to Jay in Milwaukee first. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man. We're trying to figure out what college courses we're enrolling in or would want to enroll in. I said Rubik's Cube. I want to learn.
Rubik's Cube. Well, I'm telling you what, today's society, almost like online dating. You want to go out and look fly. So let's do wardrobe investing.
Ooh,
101.
That's a good one.
I'm in because I'm always asking people questions. Mm-hmm.
Get the best wardrobe and the best bang for your buck. So maybe you don't want it no more, but somebody else still thinks it's fly. Get your money back.
You know
get
what?
Your money back.
Jay's been thinking. Jay has been thinking.
Years ago, there was a guy that worked in this building, and he always used to get, people would mess with him and say, you look like the mannequin at the store. Because he would come in, layered up, and he looked like he bought right off the mannequin.
Right off the mannequin.
Like an American Eagle or something. Like, it looked like that every time the guy walked in the building. We'd be like, yo, did you buy the mannequin? So that's what I'm picturing, Jay, is we'd have like a lot of like mannequins set up and we'd have to follow the lead.
But it'd be the fly way, though, doing it the right way. This would be a cool mannequin.
Yeah.
The right way. If people understand what type of jean they're buying, what type of shirt, you know what I mean? Or we can get crazy and do sneakerhead 101, you know, and have people learn about the style of shoe they're buying.
Jay's starting a whole university now.
Jay, this is called a fashion university. They exist.
DJ.
Urban University. Let's do it.
You, baby.
And with fashion schools, they have to have urban classes on urban clothing. Come on.
Yes, like, 100%.
There's no way in New York City. They're wearing it. That's what they're wearing. You know what I mean?
I like it, though. That's a good one, man. Especially for the commoners like us that we just kind of wear whatever. Knowing what boot cut or what jean cut is good for you and your body type.
Seriously.
Something we never learned.
I don't have to spend 20 hours at Old Navy figuring out the 17 styles of jeans anymore.
That part. All you got to do is enroll in Dean J's UU, baby.
That's it. I'll give you all the numbers as soon as we end on the air right here, okay?
Fine.
Say less, Doc.
Thanks, Jay.
We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one. Y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Peace.
Bye. All right. Babe is calling from Hartford, a.k.a. Michael, a.k.a. Mike in Hartford. We call him
Babe,
because his wife calls him Babe.
We got the pass to call him Babe.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
I have one that I would teach and one that I would attend.
Oh, okay. Let's hear the one you'd attend. The one you would attend.
I would attend how to make balloon animals.
You would, Mike. Why does that sound like a you
this
thing?
This is a great one, though. This is what I'm talking about. Now we're getting somewhere with a random thing you'd like to learn.
Now you can make a little money on the side, too, because you make balloon animals.
Yep. Yeah, Tony
and Racine
will be mad. I
think it's so interesting how they use different colors, like, and incorporate it all to make, like, a flower or this or that. And I'm like, how do you do that?
It is an art.
Yeah.
Maybe they offer a course in clown college, but, you know, not on a regular basis.
Somebody wrote in and said, how to buy a house in this economy class. Yeah, buying a house is a nightmare for most people right now.
We're all failing that course.
Even when it's not a nightmare, we don't know what we're doing. So that would be helpful.
Facts.
Buying a house. So what would you teach, Mike?
I don't know if this would necessarily be a college course. It could be a college course. It could be a life course for anybody that has their license. How to navigate the road around a semi-truck.
Him that as a semi-driver.
You know what?
That is literally the worst thing we as truck drivers have to deal with.
I feel like
cars navigating unsafely around us.
I've learned so much from you, Mike, that when it comes to trucks on the road that I would never have thought about.
Right.
Like, you know, passing on the right, what that does for them, or staying in the left where they can't see you sometimes, and them not, you know, all kinds of things. Like, what's your biggest pet peeve for people listening? If you see a semi, don't do what, Mike? Don't slam on your brakes at the last minute when there's a semi behind you.
Please,
which happens.
Don't worry about the fact that I'm bigger than you, and you just need to get in front of me because you don't want to be behind the big trucks.
Mm.
We're all here to do a job. You're here to go home, and I'm here to make money. Mm-hmm. Let's all navigate safely, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
That part.
All right.
Start the class, Mike. We'll take it.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you, man. Talk to you later. Peace.
This is a really good one. Somebody texted in, traveling the world on a budget. I would take that.
Sign me up right now.
I would totally take that. Paulina in Milwaukee, one of our regulars, texted in, said, Allie, I'd fail that too, the dating one. We'd fail. Oh, who wrote this in?
Huh.
They take a course on understanding what women want for dinner. You know what?
Boy, listen, now you're trying to fight,
bro. You're trying to fight people today, aren't you? Get out of here. 103.7 KISS FM. We're talking about businesses you don't know were based or started in Milwaukee or Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We've named quite a few because we're talking about the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival and why it's here and why we're here.
And why we're giving you passes for it soon.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
Hold them Harleys.
Let's start with Jamie in West Bend on one this morning. Jamie, good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
What business was started here we might not know about or has their headquarters here? She said she has a story to go with it, too.
Okay.
It's Spike Seasoning.
Okay.
So I went on a trip to Oregon to meet a friend. I was there and she was using the spice and everything, and I thought it was amazing. And I thought, before I have to go home, I have to go get this. So I went and got the shaker of it. I went and I got an extra box so I could refill it. Mm-hmm. Then on the way home, going through TSA, I got flagged. The drug dogs came.
Oh, no.
They went through this whole thing. They had to cut it open.
For the seasoning?
They thought it was weed.
Seasoning.
Does it look like oregano?
They said, sure, oregano, yeah.
Hold on, we got someone transporting over the border.
We got a mule. No, but Jamie, so what happened?
And it's in a spice.
I got all the way home the next day. I'm telling my husband about it. And I look on the box, and it's made in Mequon, Wisconsin.
No. All that for Mequon.
All that for Mequon. I could have just drove 20 minutes away, and I would have had it.
This is amazing.
Cheaper.
She went all the way to Colorado and bought it all before she realized. Oh, you're killing
me. She out here. She paid Oregon tax when she could have just got it home for less.
Man. Dude, shout out to Spike Seasoning and Mequon. Send us some stuff, dude.
Fact, now I want to try it. I've never had it.
Jinx. All right. Okay, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Have a great day.
That's a great story. She went to a different state, bought a ton. It's just it's like going to a different state and buying Spotted Cow and then coming back to Wisconsin.
Dude, she got flagged, got the dogs, had to cut it open, prove that it was just spice, just to find out it was 20 minutes away at home.
You know they thought it was it looked like oregano or something. You know
I guarantee
that. All right, Katie Ann's in Lake Geneva. We'll go to her next. Hi, Katie Ann.
Hello.
Morning.
Hi. What's a brand or a business that's out of our area people might not know about?
Well, before you got off and went to a commercial before you had calls, I was going to say Milwaukee Tools because that was there's headquarters out there, but there's also headquarters of like the Medical Aurora.
Oh, that's fair. Or like the West Bend Insurance is clearly from West Bend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The Lining Kugels that we know are from here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Syndix, clearly a Wisconsin brand. Well, not clearly. People don't know that.
People don't.
They don't know that. Yeah, that's why we're talking about it. Okay, so she had a few to add. Thank you, Katie Ann.
Appreciate you, Katie Ann.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Last but not least, Sarah's in Muskego. Let's go to her quick. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good.
What's the brand that's local that we might not know?
Surprises.
Carb Bliss.
Is this like low carb stuff that I've seen on the internet? And is it really from here?
Yes.
Huh. Stop. Where? Somebody's house or something?
I can't remember where, but I know it started in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then I think they have a few different facilities that give them out, like Iowa and stuff. But I know it started here in Wisconsin.
Oh, this is drinks. You know what else?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The woman who started it, Press Seltzer. She's from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if she lives here anymore, but I know that Press was Milwaukee.
Started here.
Milwaukee people.
The more you know. Surprise me today. Okay.
Okay, so Carbliss, also from Wisconsin. Well, I'm going to look into this.
Appreciate your share, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Look at me looking at their contact tab on their website, trying to find them.
Allie about to order.
I'm like, dog, I'll find you.
You know one that shocked me that nobody said or texted that I could see?
What?
Master Lock. We've all used locks our entire life from the same dang company, Master Lock.
Dude.
Founded in Milwaukee.
You're so right. We failed by not saying Master Lock.
No,
we
didn't. I said it.
You said it. Fair enough. Well, Harley, one of the biggest brands that we're proud of to have in this city, and the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival is coming to Milwaukee again. You're going to see people like Jelly Roll, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we've got 2-day passes for caller 25 if they can answer one simple question about Harley.
Quick trivia.
414-533-1037. That is the number you want to call. 414-533-1037. Caller 25. Hopefully, you're winning 2-day passes to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.